Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning, everybody. Now, that's the key, isn't it? As you feel. I don't think we realize how much our feelings come into play in our life. And if something doesn't feel right, we're not going to make it right. How is everybody today on this lovely Wednesday? It's 11:11 today. I wonder what the significance of that could be. Today's topic is all about change in our lives and who hasn't been through change. And I know that very many times we're very, very reluctant to change. And there's other times we just can't wait for it to happen. So what is change? It's redirection. It's movement forward. It is adjusting to the flow of life. Nothing ever stands still. Nothing is ever stagnant. And it shouldn't be. Life is constantly about fluidity and about keeping the flow of life moving forward. A river doesn't run backwards, the wind is constantly changing, and so should we. So why do we become so positively petrified of change? Well, at The Importance of You, my company, and here with Your Important to Sarah, change is one of the very key things that I deal with my clients all the time. I am stuck, I don't know where I'm going, I'm at an impasse, I know I need to change something and I don't know how to do it. I feel my feet are like cement and I just don't know how to move forward. There isn't any one of us that hasn't been through this problem somewhere along in our lives. I've kind of probably dedicated my work to helping people go through change. They're at a crossroads. There's five intersections there for them to take, and it's which one do they take? And very often we get very, very confused by all the options that are out there, or perhaps just seeing a wall of mirrors and just not knowing which door to open. First and foremost, be still. Let all that turmoil that's rushing around your head, your heart, and your soul calm down. Take those deep breaths in, at least three of them. Breathe in possibilities, opportunities, breathe out doubt. Breathe out fear. We will never ever accept change if we are in turmoil. We will not see the opportunities or the possibilities if we are in a turmoil space. Change. We make change with money. We make change with our clothing. We make change with our housing, with our diet. We actually don't realize that every single day we are changing. There are very, very few beings in the world that will do the same thing day in and day out. And yes, there are some there, and they need that continuity in their lives. But for the most of us, we really do need to go where the world wants to take us, where the universe wants to take us, and where our possibilities lie. If you feel the wind is blowing in your face, simply turn around. The wind behind your back is far more productive. If you're tired of swimming against the tide, float and let the river guide you. If you're not feeling worthy of life, I always find that this is, I don't feel worthy. Well, if you're trying to find your worthiness, if you're trying to find that reason for being, for existing, go and do something for someone else. You will always find worthiness of yourself through helping other people. So if you are blocked and you cannot find it within yourself, go and volunteer somewhere. If it's walking a dog, helping somebody carry some groceries, helping your neighbor rebuild a garage, whatever it is, go and do something for someone else because this helps you find the worthiness within you. In the 40 years that I have been doing spiritual counseling, and the main question always being, change, where am I going, how am I getting there? So many people get the misconception that they need to know where they're going, how they're getting there, what's going to be waiting for them before they move forward. Misconception. If you want to move forward, put one step in front of the other. You need to show a willingness to move forward in faith, in trust, and in wonderment. When you start taking those steps forward, you then discover where it's going to lead you. I'm a spiritual reader as well as a spiritual counselor. I have programs that help people understand themselves. One is called A View of Life. And it shows you how you step outside of yourself and you look in. It's a very, very simple program that a psychiatrist in Rome and I devised back in 1975. It never, ever fails to really show me people and where they're at. And it never, ever fails to surprise people where they're at. It shows you where you're not paying attention to life. It shows you where you have fears and blockages that really are just more something you've built up and really isn't there. At the end of that particular journey, you have a look at your life and you know where you need to feed it and you know where you need to let things go. And it just gives you a sense of confidence in knowing yourself. Some 12 years ago, I started a program called Perceptual Communication. Perceptual Communication uses actually the Myers and Briggs True Colors format, but I've elaborated on that and combined it a little bit more with some other techniques. I do believe that if we know who we are, we know why we do what we do. Everything we see, everything we interact with, everything that we do is through our own perception and understanding of our own intellect. The four key personalities are based through color. There's blue, there's orange, there's green, and there is gold. And each one of these personalities sees life in a different perspective. Where most miscommunication comes in life is that you have two people each speaking from their perspective, and they end up speaking at one another, not to one another. And the key is, without losing the authenticity of self, is to speak to people, but adjust your language, adjust your dialogue, so that you're actually addressing their understanding, their needs. And in that way, now you are speaking to one another. Comprehension opens up. Assumption falls by the wayside. Misunderstandings float down the river. I really do love doing these programs because they really do open that door to self-awareness, self-acceptance, and it opens the door to people's possibilities. And they start seeing the opportunities that come through. So it's very, very important that I think that we do know oneself. So back to looking at the changes in life. Understand who you are. If you understand who you are, you will understand why you need to change, or maybe understand what the fear of change is to you. For many, many people, it is actually based in the discomfort of moving forward or the unsureness of what's going to be waiting for them tomorrow. It is very much something that because we don't know where we're going, we are scared in moving forward. I'm going to give you a little synopsis here. You're in a very good job. You're very good at your job. But you don't really like it. It's not fulfilling you. It may be a soulless job. So what do? Do you abandon your job and go over to something else totally different? No. What you do is that you can actually take something in your job and you can actually start reaching out and you can start dabbling in those things that excite you, that give you passion. And maybe you can take whatever that passion is into your job, or maybe you can transfer the skills that you have within your job into that passion and make it work for you. There is no black and white. There is no or. You can have both, or you can transfer to that passion without sacrificing everything else that you've built up for. These are changes that one needs to make in life in order to be true to one's authenticity, to one's soul, to one's spirit, to one's very being. Just because you're good at a job doesn't mean you stay there. Just because you're good at a job doesn't mean that you're a lifer. If you find something that you're so very passionate about, then look how you can transfer those skills over. Say you work in the company and you're actually very, very good at knowing what everybody's birthdays and anniversaries are. So maybe you might kind of start a program that actually, for corporation, helps them understand, you know, having that birthday planning thing going in there. You know the person's birthday, you know when their anniversary is, you know where the person's children's birthday is. And when people in the company feel the management knows their birthday and there's a little something for them, there's a little acknowledgement for them, it makes everybody feel a little special. You could actually form a business that actually does this for companies. You know the company environment. You know what they need. This is your passion. Make it a career. Sometimes you have to follow your passion, and it will lead you to your sustainability. There is an excellent book here, and one that I read many, many years ago, and one that I actually do get my clients to follow. And it is called Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, MD. This is absolutely simply wonderful. It talks about four characters, two mice, two humans, all living around a lump of cheese. One day, the cheese is gone. And it is how they are willing to accept that loss and move on, accept the change. And it covers the four key personalities that the True Colors covers in their reaction to that loss and in the either inability or ability to move forward and seek new horizons. I highly recommend this read. It is a half an hour to an hour read. You can get a beautiful version for children, which is exquisitely illustrated, and it really will help kids who are going through moving schools, moving houses, divorce, illness, and just shows that there isn't a necessity to have fear of a change, but there is an acceptance in that change is absolutely inevitable. Do you know what your purpose is in life? Are you living that purpose? Now, I don't mean being a mother or being a father or being a provider. I don't mean duty. I don't mean something that everybody expects you to do. I am talking about you, the importance of you. What is the purpose in life, your calling? Your direction that you're meant to go in that feeds your very soul and your very spirit. I'm not talking about what you do for other people out of duty. I'm talking about what you do that's something that speaks to you. My calling is this. I absolutely love helping people move forward in life. I love seeing those blockages and those barriers come down. I love seeing them embrace their possibilities and seek their opportunities and feel confident within themselves. What is it that you love to do that gives you a sense of purpose that feeds your very spirit and soul? What is it that's something that makes you stand tall and feel proud in? What is it that gives you a sense of being? Find that. If you haven't found it, find it. Because then change is not a dirty word anymore. It is something that you're compelled to fill. You're compelled to follow. It becomes such an intricate part of you. It creates the wholeness of you. Until you find out what you are here for and what you stand for, until you speak from the inside out, until you know and stand in wholeness of yourself, you really, really will not know what direction to go in. Accepting that change comes from accepting who you are and where you want to go in life and why you want to go there. Life is really kind of a funny twist and turns, isn't it? I've had so many changes in my life that I really can't count. I have changes that have brought me to different countries. I was born and raised in England. I moved with my mother to South Africa with our border collie dog. I then moved to the States for a short while. Then I moved to Canada. I'm coming up 32 years here now. But, you know, I have to say I'm ready for a change. Doesn't mean that I will uproot myself here necessarily. I'll leave some roots here, but I'm ready to fly and accept and see what else is out there for me. I love knowing what the possibilities are, what the adventure can be, the wonderment of life. Life is absolutely extraordinary. And the one thing that the internet has done so beautifully is being able to unite us with the world, with the wonders of the universe, opening us up to other cultures, being able to see beautiful environments, beautiful pictures of other places, other lives and other ways of living that are so vastly different to our own. And it sets that wonderful feeling of, I wonder what's happening there. I wonder if I could live there. I wonder if that would fit me. And even if we can't physically explore, we can start exploring with our minds and seeking through the internet. And that really will open things up considerably. I believe I have a caller in queue here, and her name is Heather. Delighted to speak with you, Heather. Are you there?
Hi, Sarah. This is Heather McCrae with Neurodiversity Radio, and I wanted to welcome you to the Authentic You family and tell you how much I'm really, really enjoying your show. Your insights are brilliant.
Thank you very much.
And I really, really appreciate that you are focusing on the importance of each of us taking responsibility for change, because I completely agree with you that until I can completely accept myself, warts and all, nothing is going to shift.
No. We can't look to the outside for the change. We have to look to the inside, and then the change is just something that inevitably happens.
Yep, I completely agree with you. I just wanted you to know that I'm a big fan, and I'm listening, and I really appreciate you, and just wanted to send you light and love.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Heather, and I do appreciate that, and love and light back to you. And, you know, it's all about vibration, isn't it? It's all about that positive vibe going out there. And the more that we elevate it, the more that we awaken people, and the more that change does not become something so fearful to them.
That's true. And you are doing a great job. You really are. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Heather. Have a fabulous day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's a lovely word there, appreciation. Very often the reason why we don't make change is because the fact that we don't feel appreciated. Or maybe it's the reason why we do seek change is because we are looking for someone to appreciate us. Again, that comes down to us, doesn't it? You know, we can't look to other people to validate us. We can't look to other people for our worth. The worth comes from within. I know this is going to sound rather funny, but you know what I'd love you to do? Pour yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, whatever tickles your fancy. Get into a comfy chair and have an absolutely wonderful conversation with your mirror. Yes, your mirror. I want you to really to have a very good heart-to-heart. And I want you to look at your facial expressions while you ask yourself those hard questions. Look into your eyes. Eyes cannot deceive. The eyes are that window to the soul. The eyes will tell you if you pull in a con job on yourself. Nobody out there is going to fix you. Nobody out there is meant to build you. All we can do is assist you. We can guide you. We can support you. We can love you. We can educate you. But we cannot, in the end, be the person to make you whole. You have to make yourself whole, and you really do have to be willing to go in order to live out. Do you know that you are your own owner? Nobody else owns you. No one. Do you know that you are your own leader? Where you go and what you do in life, you are your own leader. If you choose to follow somebody because you believe in them, follow them because you believe in them. Please do not be, and I love this world, a sheeple. Sheeple. People who will just bar along agreeing to anybody and everything because they don't want to take responsibility for themselves. I don't want to give the responsibility of me, my decision making, who I am, what I want out of life to anyone else. Absolutely, I'd like to ask people's opinion. I want to share, I want to grow, I want to learn. But I'm not going to give myself over to anyone else to dictate how and who and where I should live my life. If you're disgruntled with your life, then it is you that need to find out what's wrong and fix it. We ignore that gut feeling. You know that little bit of tightness and tension that happens around the navel? That's your soul crying out to you, saying, please listen, I do have the answers. Please, please listen. Be still. Be quiet. Tune in. You don't need the outside stimulation. Find that space and listen to me. For many, many people, meditation is an absolutely wonderful way of getting in touch with themselves. Yoga is. It's a fabulous way of people being able to stretch out their bodies, allow the flow of that energy to run through their bodies, which then frees their minds. For some people, it's running, walking. Some people, it's dancing. I really don't care which way you do it, but find something that takes you outside of yourself, that releases your energy, that sends that flow running right through you physically, mentally, and emotionally. Even deep breathing exercises are absolutely wonderful. Let's try one right now. For all those that are listening, stand up or sit up straight. I want you to breathe in. Okay, are we ready? Breathe in everything that is possible in your life. Everything that you desire, everything that you want. Just breathe it in, hold it. Now you're going to let out all form of fear, doubt, and anything that does not serve you. Let's breathe in again, everything that's possible. Everything that I desire, everything that I can be. Hold it. Now breathe out all the doubt, all the fear, all the confusion. Now just wonderful breath in. Anytime you become confuddled, anytime you become whirlwind, stressed, or a moment of just confusion, take that moment to breathe. Take that moment to just stop, breathe in, and you'll notice how it centers you. You'll notice how all of a sudden your whole posture has changed, your breathing has changed, and how relaxed you feel. It's a very, very simple exercise that you can do anywhere, anytime, any place. Before you react, breathe. Before you have to make a major decision, breathe. Before you get upset, breathe. Before you assume, breathe. Another technique that is absolutely wonderful is EFT. I think I might have said about it last week, the emotional function technique. I might have that wrong, actually. It might not be function. EFT is tapping. And you tap certain points in the body, and what they do is they send a message up to the brain. Now, I've been tested, and I've got both sides of my brain firing on cylinders at the same time. So for me, meditation is not good. When I go into meditation, one half of my brain meditates and calms down, and the other one gets very, very active. So what I found with tapping, it became a wonderful thing for me to release what I need to do. And I would speak to it as I tap the certain points, and I do really highly recommend you look this up, EFT, and they will show you points. There's videos on it. There's all sorts of wonderful ways that you can do it. For me, I use it, and I use it as a way of releasing any form of fear or doubt or insecurity. I release, and I go to all my tapping points, and I release it. Then I actually use it as an affirmation as well. I believe in my work. I believe in the universe guiding me. I believe in the journey that I am taking. And I always make sure I do this three times, one to release, one to affirm, one to invite in. Find something for you that speaks to you. We are not meant to go through anything in life alone. We are meant to always include other people, to share. Through that sharing, we learn. Through that, we adapt. Through that, change does not become a dirty word. It just becomes an inevitability. find something out there that allows you to release yourself and embrace yourself. And there are so many techniques out there. I know Michelle practices numerology. I'm a firm believer in numerology, although I do not quite understand the art of it. But I do know that it is very, very significant in guiding you forward in life and helping you skip some certain avenues that maybe, you know, this is not the day to do this, so that you're not going to get disappointed. I also very much believe in the I Ching and the runes. The I Ching is over 3,000 years old. It is a coin-tossing thing with pentagrams, and it's very, very complicated, and it can be very complicated to read as well, but it is always very, very accurate in guiding you forward. Ask a question, it will tell you what you need to know in this now. And the runes do the same thing. They're about the same age, and they come from the Celtic background, of which I am Viking descent. What I have found with all of this is they're tools. You have professional readers out there, and the good ones will always be able to tell you where you are now and what paths lay before you. This is not a cop-out where you say, okay, no, I am not going to take responsibility for myself. This becomes something that is actually all about letting you let go of your fear, let go of your ego, and be able to actually take something forward and allow yourself to be able to move forward. Another book I really do believe in is The Four Agreements. Do not assume, do not take things personally, do your very best, and always speak your word with integrity. Now, as the time is running low here, there's a shout-out I'd like to give. There's a wonderful lady in my neighborhood called Gwen, who 10 years ago lost her child to leukemia. And at the present moment, they are raising money for a hospice room for other parents that are going through this. And the shout-out is just HTTP, you know, -semicolon, and it's Alan LaRose, alanlarose.com/headshave/. And this is going to raise money to support to building another room in the hospice in this local area. So there's alanlarose.com/headshave. And I hope that you can kind of support even once in your own neighborhood. Change is a topic that is really hard to do. But you know what? Look in, feel in, deal with what's going on in the inside, and then change will become something that you seek and embrace passionately. Also remember, you are important to your own life. You are important so much to the people in your life, and you cannot serve them unless you serve yourself. So please do give yourself that sense of importance. Please do give yourself a sense of value. The value you place on yourself is the value that people will take you for. Do not be the sacrificial lamb. Don't become the sheeple. Take ownership of self. Become that leader in your own life and stop looking to other people to lead you. You can do it. You are it. Embrace everything that you can be. There is a huge shift going on in the world out there, and it's absolutely magnificent because it's waking everybody up to their souls and their spirits. Do not be afraid of all that is going on around you. Open up and embrace it. You do not have to understand it in order to walk it. Follow the path and it will guide you. I hope everybody has a wonderful week this week. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to one another. Pick up this book, Who Moved My Cheese and The Four Agreements. There are many others out there, but these are the two that I very much live by and do enjoy very much. Speak to your friends. Have a conversation with your mirror. Invite your family in. But remember this, don't take life personally, but treat yourself personally. Don't assume that nobody wants to know or care about you. Ask for that care. Ask for that guidance. You're not alone. You're never alone. There are so many people out there. All you have to do is extend your hand, and we're there to help you. My services, I offer online counseling. You can go to my site. You can email me. We can set up an appointment. My workshops can go anywhere. I'm here to help you through that change. I'm here to help you embrace who you are. I think you're wonderful. I think you're very, very important. And I want you to stand tall in your life. I want you to embrace everything that you are. Because the more important you are, the more important you will treat life, and the more we will raise that vibration, accept the shifts and the changes that are happening, and the more that we will embrace all those possibilities and opportunities, and yes, bring peace to the world. It starts with us. It always starts with us. It's not the leaders. We are the leaders. We can take that ownership. We can take that responsibility one person at a time. Next week is all about we are what we speak and think. And folks, boy, what you speak and think and your body posture will tell people on how to hear you. I would love to hear your questions. Please do write in ahead of time. Call in next week. The week after that is for men only. What do you want women to know? Boy, have I got some questions already piled up on that one. But I'd love to hear from you men as well. And in May, I will start doing some interviewing with some very, very, very marvelous people. So go out in the day, embrace the sun. If you haven't got sun where you are today, then sit down and have that conversation with the mirror. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about life. Let the doubt, let the fear, let the ego go. Live in a positive attitude and just simply enjoy your moment. Remember, the gift of the present is in today. The gift of the present is in the now. Stop planning everything for tomorrow. It is what you do today that will bring you a successful tomorrow. I hope to hear from you next week. I'd love to hear from you. Remember, this is an interactive show here. I really would love to hear your questions, and I'd love to hear anything that you have to say that has helped you move forward in life. If you have any topics that you want to know, please do not be afraid to call me and to let me know. I'm here to help you move forward. I'm here to embrace the importance of you. Bye for now, folks. Have a wonderful week.